when the dust settles and you can see the sky, but the leaves don't seem to crumble where you lie. And when the smoke clears and everybody hears, I've got a mind to clear, I've got you on my mind. 'Cause I'm a house of cards, I'm just waiting for a gale. And I'm standing tall in the belly of a whale. Oh, and as I do, I will start with the new and work my way backwards to you. When the water comes, I will swim to you, and I will work my way through. Cause I'm a house of bricks up on quicksand, and I'm an old oak tree at the mercy of greedy hand. La la la, 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 la la. When the dust settles and the smoke clears, I won't feel no better than a dead man feels. And when the water comes, I will swim to you, and maybe I will die trying to. 'Cause I would rather be a singing stiff in an angel's band, just singing about my sinking ship that was fighting for sail, and be the subject of your storybook without a tale.
Matt, you're very good at singing and playing guitar. Matt, how do I say your last name?
Thank you, Susich.
Matt Susich. Now, Matt, we have never met before. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We're not doing a bit. I'm just asking you questions.
No, that's
we've
fine.
Never met before.
Never
now,
met.
Now, you're a talented musician. I'm assuming you occasionally tour this great country that you're currently in.
I do.
Now, have you played Cleveland, Ohio?
No.
Now, I have played Cleveland, Ohio as a singer-songwriter. Now, I don't have the musical talent as you, but I have the gumption to think that I do. So what I used to do...
It's all it takes.
No, you're wrong. Here's why. So sometimes you think that, like, you know what? I'm going to prove the world wrong. I'm going to be a musician. I'm going to change the world with songs, and I'm going to go play a show in Cleveland, Ohio on January 3rd because the people in Cleveland, Ohio love singer-songwriter acoustic rock and roll on January 3rd. Now, here's the difference between me and you, Matt. Matt, you sing a beautiful song, and I'm assuming that song might be about a woman.
It's about a number of things.
See, no, 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 no. I never wrote a song about anything. I didn't write a song about a woman because I've been in a committed relationship since I started bands. So it was stupid. I never sang songs about girls or for girls. I sang songs about abstract things and pain. It was very, very dumb, Matt. Now, here's the difference between you and me, Matt. Matt, you've never played a dive bar on the wrong side of the tracks in Cleveland and then convinced everyone in the crowd you played Doors covers, did you?
No.
Because I've done that. It's very easy. If you don't know what you're playing and they want to hear a love song or a Doors cover song, and since you don't know any Doors cover songs because you're not a horrible human being, you just say, these are Doors B-sides, and they agree with you. And here's the fun thing about playing a show in Cleveland. No matter where you play, there's a giant TV behind you, and it's broken. And it's been broken for about 5 years, and now it's just the furniture. So you're playing in front of this broken furniture. A lot of the time, there's a Cleveland Browns like sign on it. It's not even officially sanctioned. It just says, Cleveland Browns, we're here. And then you play a song, and no one likes it. And then you say it's a door song, and then people like it, and then they buy you Jello shots. Matt, has that happened to you?
It's never happened
to me. That happened to me, and that's why I do a talk show. I get on a bus, and I do a talk show in front of people. Sometimes not very many people, but that doesn't matter. Quality over quantity.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I completely agree. We do talk shows for people in office cubicles and others. I'm assuming everyone that listens to the show is 14, which is my key demographic. Kids, if you're 14, take every mega bus trip you possibly can. Every 34-year-old that listens to the show, never take the mega bus. You're too old for this shit. I did take the bus today to make it here from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. That's where the things happen. To New York, where everything else happens, which is better. I have to move here. This is absurd that I couldn't. Do you live in Washington, D.C.? No, you live down the street? Oh, no, it makes sense.
I live right here.
Yeah, when was the last time you were in Washington, D.C.?
I drove through it a couple of months ago.
Keep driving. There's no reason to go there. I left. Oh, I'm so happy to not. I have to go back. I don't want to go back. Do you know who RG3 is?
No.
He's going to. Oh, really? Wow, good for you, Matt. That you're a true musician. good for you. I'm proud of you. I recently got married, Matt. Is it okay that I'm consistently referring to you as by your first name in the monologue? Are you feeling very uncomfortable or moderately uncomfortable?
I mean, Mr. Susich would be cool. Just so you could practice saying my name.
Fair enough, Matt. Now, Matt has a brilliant business card, like you're from D.C., business card land of the world. He spells it phonetically on his business card, Sue.Sitch. It makes sense. Am I saying it correctly?
That is it.
Brilliant, Matt.
Well,
thank
without
you.
The period. Sue.Sitch. Matt Sue.Sitch.
Period Sitch means something else.
Is that right?
There's a horn.
Is it Polish?
Yeah, it's Polish. That's what I meant. Anyways, Matt. No, I'm a married man. Are you a married man?
I'm not.
Do you have cats?
No.
That's why you're not a married man. Here's how I got to become a married man. Now, listen, I'm in love with this woman. She happens to be my wife. It worked out really well. But I didn't realize that I am the big cat in the house. And this is not like, ooh, I'm the big dog. No, I'm literally the cat. Here's how I know I'm the cat. The wife, you know, the Borat, he's funny. The wife tells me to, make her a drink. And she doesn't tell me to make her a drink. She yells at the cats to make her a drink. The cats don't do that because they don't have opposable thumbs. So I end up making the drink, you know? That's what happens. And then she goes, hey, cats, fold the laundry. The cats will do that. I end up folding the laundry. Hey, cats, clean the litter boxes. I shit in the litter box, and I clean the litter box. I am the cat in the household. That's what marriage is. Are you ready to be married? Are you ready for that committed relationship?
No.
Good man. That's why you should tour. You're a very talented musician,
Thank you.
Very happy that I've just met you. And will you play another song? And then once you play that song, I'll bring on our first guest?
Happy to, yeah.
Matt, what's the name of the song that you're going to play?
It's called Singing Fairy Tale Blues.
Is it a Doors cover song?
It's a B-side.
Good call. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Matt Susich, everybody.
Taking an extra breath before I speak. There's something to be said for the depth in brevity. And I'm making moves to better myself. Yeah, I was just hoping that you could help. 'Cause I'm not a well-read man. But I've read my share of fairy tales, and I've heard this one over and over and over again. Now before I go busting down these castle walls, you ought to know who and I what for. 'Cause I am not a prince, I'm just an idiot. Fell in love with the damsel in distress, and you know that I am no well-read man, but I've read my share of fairy tales, and I've heard this one over and over and over again. And I am not accusing you of using me. No, I'm just bruised and beat. So when you finally meet that prince, yeah, the one that I refuse to believe exists, I'd like to shake his hand beneath a shade of green and ask him what it is that he's really seen. 'Cause like I said, I'm not a well-read man, but I've read my share of fairy tales, and I've heard this one over and over and over again. Oh yeah, I've heard this one over and over and over again. Oh yeah, I've heard this one over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's very good. You're very good.
Oh, thank you.
I find it odd that you don't know who RG3 is, because I listened to the lyrics of that song, and RG3 could have wrote that to his coach Shanahan. I'll Bing it, and I'll send you a link. You use Bing?
No, I'm
Bing
more,
is the best search engine.
I'm more of a
engine.
Yahoo guy.
Are you being sarcastic
I
right
am.
Now? I can't tell.
Because
you're right on the edge of sarcasm and realism.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fascinating man. Nick, why don't you come to the stage? Nick is a very, very. Nick is our first guest of the evening. Now, Nick, I feel horrible for Nick right now because this is the first show. Please take the microphone. You need that. This is the first show where I'm not wearing a suit and the guest is wearing a
you're
suit.
You're close.
I look like I'm a roadie for the Lumineers right now. I look, or I'm going to take your order.
You have two pieces of a three. What's a three-piece suit? That's a coat, a jacket, and a vest. You got the one piece. You got some. You got pants on. They don't look like they're pants that match a coat, young. You got the tie. You know, it's a plaid tie.
I think my tie is better than your tie.
Well,
I think everything else.
I don't know when we started arguing, but my tie is way better than your fucking tie. My tie could beat up your dad any day.
Your tie looks like a dad tie because it's salmon.
It's orange, man.
It's salmon.
It's the lights.
Nope, that's not how lights work.
I don't, that, well, you know, some lights.
Now, where did
black
you?
Black lights.
Did you ever do a podcast of black lights?
You what?
We should do, never mind. Okay. Where did you get your suit?
I got it on a shoot.
What? How does this work? How do I get suits?
I did a job. I did an acting job.
Oh. He used air quotes for the listener at home.
Well, it was mostly dancing, is why.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic right now.
I'm not. Nothing I'm saying is being sarcastic. Well, you
so,
know, I'm
wait.
Like
so you were on a dance shoot.
Yeah.
You're a professional stand-up comedian.
Yes, I can also dance very well, and I did it was a commercial. It was an online commercial for a casino in Queens, and it was.
The idea was it was a Gangnam Style spoof. This was right after the whole Gangnam
Give it up for Gangnam phase. Style, everybody. Gangnam Style taking over.
So this was last year.
Yeah.
And
Gangnam Style is timeless. I don't know why you had to say it was last year. It's gonna be It's gonna be next year's thing too.
When the craze began, obviously it continues to this day.
You were on the forefront of the Gangnam.
And it didn't. It doesn't really look like a Gangnam Style spoof.
Okay.
Now, like when it was done.
Okay.
But they wanted an unlikely dancer.
What was? Why are you an unlikely dancer?
Because I'm overweight.
You are overweight. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what's the name of this casino?
Resorts World Casino.
Resorts.
But Resorts World is like this huge global company, and they have like a billion of everything. It's in Jamaica, Queens.
Resorts World. I'm trying to find this YouTube
video.
Yeah,
so this is the part of the podcast where you just Google stuff. Oh,
Bing it.
I'm sorry,
no.
Bing it.
Bing it.
I'm so sorry.
Bing it.
But it's like it would make sense that you have a guy to do that, but you just do a lot of podcasts.
I'm DIY when
they'll
it comes to.
They'll throw it to someone.
Yeah, we'll take it out in post.
Being in charge.
I got to find this dance of you.
Yeah, well, it exists.
That's pretty cool.
And anyway, so they.
What was more exciting, being a dancer in a casino commercial or being on John Oliver?
Which part? The on John Oliver.
Why are you lying? Because it sounds like you didn't.
It was two nights, overnight shoots, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.
How long is the commercial?
Sunday didn't wrap till 10 a.m.
So you had
a commercial. It's a song. It's a fucking. It's like 4 minutes, man.
It's 4 minute commercials.
It's a full video. It's a full music video where I am. I'm lip syncing the words. I did not sing them, but it looks like
the
I
words
did.
Are "Whoop'em Gangnam Style." That's the only words he says.
Not in the goddamn Resorts World Casino commercial. They got lines like "fuck." It's time to win some money. That's like. F 5,000 games that we can play. I can't remember.
How many of those 5,000 games did you play?
I don't play. Fuck casinos.
What?
Fuck casinos.
You're gonna lose your casino contracts.
Oh my god! I had them redo the contract. Like on set. They handed me the contract because they told me they were going to give it to me the day before and they never got it to me. So they were on set and they gave me the contract and they said it was just for online. And so they gave me this contract like we can use this footage and your likeness in television, movies, print, whatever, like a million things. And then I was like, hey, remember? Because I had heard it was like a lot. They didn't want to pay me very much. So I got more money. And this brings us back to the suit. They wanted to give me this ridiculously low amount of money to do the shoot, but it's like overnight things, and it's a fucking commercial for a casino. Go fuck yourselves. So I made them pay me actual money and give me the wardrobe. And it was multiple suits. These shoes, this shirt, bunch of shirts, bunch of ties.
Wait. What was the initial contract? What were they going to pay you?
They wanted to pay me $200 per shoot.
So 400?
Which are 12-hour shoots. In the middle of the fucking night.
So four.
Where I'm dancing constantly.
But to be fair, dance is a love of yours. So
well, I do. I did get the bug.
You got the okay. Good.
Yeah, but it's So it's just it's a lot of physical work. You know, like compared to acting jobs in general, this is a lot of fucking work.
Are you sure that you want to say you dancing to a Gangnam Style parody is physical work again? It doesn't seem like really physical work. It's not like you're going to the coal mine at 6 a.m. You're not the trash guy. You're not rebuilding
the
World Trade Center.
You know, there's people in the coal mine that are like working the controls and don't even get off their fat. And I'm sorry to say it, but coal miners are fat asses.
You referred to.
I'm dancing. I'm fucking moving around.
You referred.
The casino is open. People are watching me. I'm performing for the
Maybe
people.
They just thought you won and you were excited to win.
I do want to say I'm sorry for dancing on this podcast. I realize that's to no
This is episode 301. You're our first dancer. How does that feel?
Sorry, what was your question? Your last question.
I don't have any. Let's just think.
I don't know. It was crazy. The director gave me an Adderall.
What?
Because he's like...
Wait. Who was your director?
I don't remember his name.
How do you not remember his name?
Because I don't remember shit like that. I live my fucking life, and I look forward, and I don't remember the name.
But he could be an Adderall connection. I'm not talking about as a director. You want Adderall? This guy's got it.
It's like they didn't. You know, it's like I got caught up in the Hollywood lifestyle. Like the director's giving me drugs. I could go all night. I danced through my shoes.
Proud of that.
I'm sure he's doing great. They didn't want it because it was like they were doing a favor because they wanted to win this contract. And I was like, well, I'm not doing a fucking favor. I don't know you. You got to pay me money to do work.
How did this even come about?
I got referred to by a director that I had done some other commercials for.
But did you dance in those commercials?
No, but I have a video of me dancing online.
Why?
One of them is a Cedric Entertainer video where I there's a show, Stick or Treat. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Where you pick a comedian to do his act, and I did Cedric, and I danced, and that's online. And then I also have some outtakes of some video I did where I just danced. But I showed them that, and they were like, holy fuck.
Because
they wanted someone who didn't like kind of look like he was going to break up, you know. And then there was this other guy who worked on the production who was a backup dancer.
Yes.
And then, like, the second day he was like, you know, I was the other guy. That, like, you stole the part from him. But he couldn't.
So you had a PA that was pissed at you for 2 days?
Yeah, well, I mean, worse than a PA. The PAs made money. There were, like, 20 backup dancers.
What?
On the shoot.
Oh, my God, this is awesome.
And they were paid $75 a night, and they did that shoot for 12 hours. Those fucking idiots. They were all fresh off the proverbial, you know, bus from Iowa, and just like, what's a job? And they didn't know it wasn't a job until Monday.
Shit. Okay. Well, a lot of
anyway, so that's where I got my suit.
A lot of comics. Good. A lot of comics look up to people that have television credits. A lot of people that listen to this show are big fans of alt comedy. Now,
they're big fans of credits.
They just look at the IMDb of who's on. I'm not going to listen to that one. I'll listen to that one.
They don't even watch the movies.
No,
watch the shows.
They just look at credits. Who's the PA? Who's got Adderall?
So who is thanked?
So, that's a very important question.
I love how that's a thing. Like, this person was thanked in a movie.
Have you been thanked in a movie?
No.
All right. So what movie do you wish you were thanked in?
Old Boy. The first one. I'm assuming it's better. Yes?
Do you know the comedic stylings of Cat Williams?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I live in the world. Yeah, I'm a professional comedian. I'm aware of a few other guys in the game.
So you're aware of Cat Williams, yet you chose to perform as Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, well,
why would you perform as Scottie Pippen if you could perform as Michael Jordan is what I'm asking.
If I were a googly-eyed mixed race...
Wait, what does race have to do with it? You played Cedric the Entertainer. For the listener at home, he's
Caucasian.
I would
dress up as Scottie Pippen. If I was dark-skinned and bald and had a big, long tongue, I would dress up as Michael Jordan. I do not physically represent Cat Williams in any way.
Do you wish you did represent?
And I was heavier then. And I was.
Well, congratulations on your weight loss.
Absolutely, thank you. Someone said it, Mike. Jesus,
nope. He's been... Matt.
Nope. Fuck.
That's all right.
Matt Susich.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you?
You've got over 700 Twitter followers. I just followed you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You see how many this guy's got?
Yeah, he's.
It's
not well, I don't know. Wait, hang on. Are you Nick?
Yeah. Hey, that's a valid
just
question.
Just checking.
He's also verified.
We were all
you're
kept
verified.
In separate green rooms right up until the show started.
When I was asked to do this, I was researching who was on board. And
yes.
The minute I saw a blue check,
I got a verified. You're
this
in.
People are going to listen to this episode.
Exactly.
You're I'm verified.
In. Yeah. Can you tweet about my blue check, though, to your followers just so they know?
That's the only thing I'll tweet about. My wife is verified, and I'm not. And I have more Twitter followers than her.
For what? What do you do?
She's a reporter.
For what?
No.
Nope.
I want to stay married. I'm not a...
It's got a blue check, so it's not like a communist magazine.
True. It's not a communist magazine.
magazine.
Name one communist. Name your favorite communist magazine.
I get. I should have said newspaper.
Yeah. Name that one. Okay. Now, what's your? Obviously, you're a fan of the dance. Who's your favorite dancer?
Yeah. The big ones.
Okay. Good.
Michael Baryshnikov.
Flatley.
Yeah. Julie Andrews when she gets into it.
Oh, she's good. She's a good one. Now, people care about comedy. I don't. I care more.
Great.
I care more about casinos. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Come back. Thank you. How'd you get to good?
Great question.
Thank you.
Now, finish it.
No, that was it.
How did I get to good? Here's the thing. You start out bad, and you do it for long enough.
With you.
And then you get good.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Here's our WTF trivia of the night. Are we good?
Yeah.
All right, good. Back to you. You are part of Best Week Ever.
Yeah, I'm one of the humans.
As opposed to?
Well, a couple. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories, but I think Michael Che is an alien. But that's just me. Who knows?
Do you put that in your communist magazine?
It's not so much of a magazine as it is just blood scrawlings on my wall.
Now, what's cool about your wall is you live alone, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, no one's cleaning it up.
You're one of 8 people that live alone in New York City, so congratulations.
I'm proud of you. Thank you very much.
You're originally from Richmond.
Yep.
And you don't live there anymore.
Nope.
There's a reason for that, am I right?
Oh, yeah, I moved.
Good job.
Yeah.
You also
my bags.
You also spent some time in Washington, D.C.
I did.
You don't live there anymore either.
No, why would I do that?
So what you're saying is I should probably move.
No, D.C. is the shit.
All right, good. Why don't you live there? Wait. Why don't you live there?
Oh, because I wanted to do comedy for a living.
Yeah.
So I moved to New York.
Yeah, that makes sense. And now, what are you doing?
You're doing comedy for a living.
Yeah, good job. Yeah. Jimmy?
I recommend it, and believe me, I got in, and I got dirty in that comedy scene in D.C. And there's a lot
it's
of
a
wonder.
Very dirty comedy scene of D.C.
So fuck it, no, those guys, it's gritty.
It is. All 2 rooms per night, you gotta fill that shit.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're not going to 1 show a night, then, you know, you gotta move to D.C. because that's where they got that kind of system. I wish they had more shows. Here's the difference.
Okay.
I came from New York and I went down there.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of like, I was kind of baffled that everyone didn't have their own show.
Mm-hmm.
Like in New York, everyone has their own show. Mm-hmm. So there's a billion shows.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are we all waiting for Tyler Sonnenson's show? Like,
he's still there, by the way. Show. He's still there. Don't worry about it.
Of course I know. I know. I see him all the time. He comes up to New York.
Good.
But at the time, it was like the Lizard Lounge. That was like the only great show that was there. And I'm like, what? No one has a – you got just do something.
Did you have a show?
Yes, I had 3.
Yeah.
And I started a blog about DC comedy. Got into it.
What was it called?
DC Comedy for Now.
Good.
Yes.
Is it still there? If I Bing it, will I find it?
It's there. Actually, Michael Johnson, very funny improviser.
Yes. He's still there.
At Wit. Yeah, of course. No, I've talked to him recently. You look a lot like him, and I thought that when you were saying you obviously don't know him. You don't know who RG3 is. You're not going to know. You're not going to know
DC
from the Washington Improv,
Improv
Theater. But he took it over when I left, and then I don't know. I went through some hands, but it died. Everything died. I had an open mic and a book show, and they both. I gave them to other people. They died immediately.
Yeah, that happens. Good job moving.
Thank you.
You got to go on John Oliver. You got to dance in a commercial.
Yeah.
Can you possibly top 2013, or is it time to kill yourself?
Here's the thing. Everyone who anyone knows as like a famous person has done more than me.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no,
that's absolutely true, because like, you could get some like huge movie and be super famous and only work, you know, for a month of your whole goddamn life.
But did they dance in a casino commercial?
I bet they did.
That's right.
you think about it, like you've seen a lot of casino commercials with dancing. Like there's that
is
one
true.
That
you know what,
years.
Guys? When you think about in your life when you're on your deathbed, think about how many casino commercials you've seen with dancing. Quite a bit.
Foxwoods. Foxwoods.
The fact that you had something to say there was impressive.
I'm a professional comedian.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's a cool place.
What are you doing right now?
Why don't you move up here? Is it because your wife's got to run...
That's why I love Chicago.
Run point on the Weather Underground's revival.
That was the reason why I left. No, I'll be here in about a year.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, come to the creek.
If they let me, I'll come back.
Yeah.
No, I think here's the difference between...
That's what I tell anyone moving here.
Come to the creek?
Oh, literally. I mean, if you're moving,
my first ever New York show for the talk show was Pete's Candy Store. Do you know Pete's?
Of course.
I went to Pete's, and then I came here because our guest Nick Vedra was doing an improv show here, and it was fucking awesome. And then I drunkenly harassed the owner of the Creek and pissed her off because I was a fucking dick.
Oh, she's a bitch.
She's not. I was just a drunk.
No, she's closest friend, but
I just,
what a bitch.
I was like, I realized, like, as I was doing it, like, I'm way too drunk to try to talk to a person that I don't know, and I apologized.
Yeah.
And she's a very nice woman, and I like
her
a lot.
Yeah, no, you gotta approach Rebecca Trent. You gotta come correct.
I don't know.
No, she was probably too high to remember it. She does a lot of.
You got one out there.
She does a lot of crack cocaine. That's all I'm saying.
But that means she has a job. Good for her.
Yes.
Crack cocaine is not cheap. I mean, it's very cheap, but you need a lot of it.
It's a full-time job doing it.
Yeah, it's
you
pretty
do it,
important.
Like, every 15 minutes.
So what you're saying is the creek in the cave only exists so one person could make enough money to do enough crack cocaine to be satisfied.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
That's how it started. That was originally the plan. We got to build a place to get our hands on some crack and build careers for comics.
Not genuine. I haven't asked anything genuine yet. I wouldn't start now.
I would hope some of it, because some of it was complimentary.
No. All the compliments.
That part was. Oh, that
all
part.
The compliments
okay, cool,
are
cool,
true.
Cool.
You are my favorite casino dancer. Hands down, my favorite casino dancer. I know you by name.
I hope I can do one thing in this business.
Is that one of your IMDb credits?
That replaces casino dancer. No, they don't. There's no commercial credits on
it. We got to change that. It's a short film,
though.
It's
online,
though. It's a short film.
It's a music video.
It's a video.
I cannot wait. I mean,
you were up for a VMA.
What you're envisioning, like, you think you're going to have something to laugh at. You have no idea what you're about to see.
By the way, I'm not, like, trying to pigeonhole
you. It's called It's Time to Win Some Money, Resort World Casino, Nick Turner. If you put that in Bing, I'm just telling your audience.
Thank
right
you,
now,
by the way. Bing
Stop
is our
this,
official sponsor.
Watch this. So from now on, you'll have the knowledge, and the only one that doesn't is Brandon.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I don't know why that is. And he came down upon us and told us the correct coordinates to Google it. Bing it. I'm so sorry.
Bing is an official sponsor.
I understand.
Thank you.
Yes. Bing. This is Big's big push. So
Bing.com.
Like, if it doesn't work,
this
if it doesn't
it.
Work with Miranda July's new podcast, then because that's how you sold it.
Thank you.
I figured it. I hope everyone got that Miranda July reference.
About 3 years ago they did.
They forgot it?
They forgot it.
It's still on Netflix every time they're trying to recommend it. I saw it! I rated it highly. Don't recommend stuff I already told you I like. No one thinks you're clever.
Are you yelling at the people that set Netflix algorithms?
No, it's an algorithm.
I just asked that. You have to listen.
Did you say the word algorithm?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing.
Did you not take improv classes?
People listen to you. You know, also in improv, and this is a real thing.
Yes,
improv,
and?
If you don't hear what the other person said, the technique you're supposed to use is ask them what they said. That's a real thing.
Isn't that just a conversation?
Yeah, but that's basically what it is. And then after you spend $3,000, they're like, hey,
are you also from Chicago?
Hey,
did
you
go to
Second
City?
You already knew it the whole time.
Yes.
No, but
I
took all the classes at UCB. That's a real thing. I went 5 levels.
Are you bragging or saying you're sorry that you did that? I can't tell. It's somewhere
no,
in the middle.
I just don't. I think you were making a joke out of it.
I was.
That's why I said it was a real thing. I wasn't making a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
But now it's like the biggest deal, and I don't think I can move past this.
Wait, UCB is the biggest deal, or what I just said is the biggest deal?
Well, I would say what we just said compared to UCB, UCB probably wins.
Like I end every segment, favorite football team. This is how I had no segments.
Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I was born in Fort Worth.
Okay. When did you move from Fort Worth?
I moved out of Fort Worth when I was 3 months old.
Okay.
And but my parents had lived there previously to me existing. And they were fans.
Okay.
So that's why.
So you grew up with the Cowboys in the household. They are America's team.
And and here's the thing. No, not anymore. They didn't. It's not like the Yankees were like, they're still America's team, even though they won like the one.
Then who's America's team right now?
Patriots.
Is this the most football's ever been discussed on this stage?
I saw how poorly it went before, and I just wanted.
That's really why wanted I'm jumping on this bandwagon. I'm into this,
and I was like, I know the answers to these questions, and I'm gonna let you have it.
Do you know who RG3 is?
I do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's
Robert Gordon.
Gordon Fisherman's. He's the son of the Gordon's Fisherman
Griffin
the third.
But I knew he was the quarterback of the Skins, and that's all I need to know to get the credit, right? Audience, I've already announced to this only DC audience that I am a Cowboys fan. But here's the thing:
no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares.
No one cares. We're all here.
They care at Chief Ike's. That's where.
Yeah,
it
they
ends.
Do. Oh my God, that place smells like piss. By the way,
one of the Skins had his manager email me to ask for time at Chief Ike's.
Did you say
sing R&B?
What did you say?
Chief Ike's was my open mic.
What did you say?
I said, are you kidding? Of course! I want this more than anything.
Did it happen?
It happened.
Oh,
and
seriously?
It was like, but the thing was, it was like already super annoying because it required like 50 emails, you know, to get this guy to do my fucking open mic. It's like, I don't care. You know, it's like at any point, it's like, you sign up. Just cut. You don't need to email me. If you're a Skin and you want to sing, you get to. It's DC.
Who, so what player was it? Is it?
Huh?
What player is it?
Oh, I have no idea. I cannot remember. I don't remember names like that. I'm telling you, I'm living my goddamn life. So he comes and he starts. He does like a few songs.
A few? He does a set?
And it is so.
Wait. Is there like a backing track or is he just singing a cappella?
No, it's like there's a. No, he's got music.
Okay.
And that was like a whole thing, like playing. Ugh. And so then during his song, these girls, his backup dancers.
What?
They come and they're like, you know, dancing, and they are not choreographed. They're just like, make some, like. I just want somebody else like to make some mistakes behind me. So
and as a professional dancer, you know what dance should look like.
As a professional dancer, yeah, I'm like that's what is that a Heisenberg technique?
Yeah. We all reference Breaking Bad before it exists.
I wanted to say Meisner, but I was like, everyone will know that's acting.
Yeah.
So that's the next thing I landed on, and by then I was already saying it.
I understand.
So, and then he does it, and it's, like, hilarious. And there's, like, problems, and it sounds weird. And then afterwards, I found out the girls that were dancing behind him weren't with him.
Oh.
They just jumped up and started dancing. It was, like, it was like a beautiful moment happening, but it was just too terrible to, like, appreciate it.
That sounds like the most beautiful moment that could possibly happen.
His manager kept emailing me about having him back. I'm like, I don't care. And I just like, I ignored him. He would call me on the phone. I had to have phone conversations with this manager just for this guy to do fucking a few songs at my goddamn comedy open mic.
You learned a lot of lessons with that.
I've learned so many lessons.
And I think you've taught a lot of our listeners those lessons.
Well, congratulations. Now you know.
You're very funny.
Thanks.
Thanks for doing this. People should definitely watch your John Oliver segment. And I love your bit about Superman.
Thank you. It's the only one they put. Oh no! Yeah, that was cut out.
That's not in that bit. I found that separately.
I did that at the taping. And
Did you?
That's the joke they cut out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do it or make you do it because that's fucking weird. But like people.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't blame you. People, there's a clip of you doing it like at some club.
Oh yeah, there's fucking shit out there. That's not the only one. If you can't search on Vimeo, there's one like me. Who gives a shit? But you know, go out there and live your lives. I also want to plug just living your life. You know,
if what's
you
your What's your Twitter handle?
You know, my name's Nick Turner. You know, you find it. I got, you know, I'm the Nick Turner with the check. You know what I'm saying? But
don't get a big head because you're fucking verified. You have one of the most common names in the world.
Well, I only said it because we've talked about it.
Understood. I'll link to it.
But it's at Nick's Turner's.
I think it's good. I think it's a good Twitter name.
Well, okay. The at Nick Turner is some D-bag who tweeted 8 times 4.5 years ago and stopped tweeting.
Yeah.
And then Best Week Ever tried to get it for me.
Oh, that's so nice.
But they couldn't because he keeps logging in.
Really?
Yeah. If
are they trying to blackmail
you? If the account
you?
Is dormant for 18 months, Twitter will give it to you if you have a reason to
So you have to hope that that person dies.
Yes, but then there was one tweet 2 months ago, and it was a Vine. Because he got Vine at Nick Turner at Vine, and Vined once.
So
and
he,
now it's a tweet. So now I got to wait another 2 years.
Till this person dies.
I don't know. I tried to get it. I tweeted at the people that follow him, and one of the guys was named Turner. So I guess it was his brother, and I talked to him, and I was like, "You think I can?" He would give it up, and then the guy was like, "Nah, he's really proud of it." He said he's proud of it.
Well, I'm proud. You're not even considering using a microphone. I'm proud of you. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very funny Miss Nix Turners, everybody. Matt Susich. Thank you, buddy. Matt Susich, will you do me a favor and play another song?
I'd be happy to.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Please.
Is it weird that I'm like sitting up here at this thing?
No. It'd be much weirder if I had to pull you up every time.
All right,
fine.
That's fine. No, I'm happy. It's like
you're almost
it's
done.
Like I got the sidekick job that I didn't audition for.
Yeah, it's perfect. This is how Ed McMahon started. Get a big. I'm gonna cut that out. That didn't work. Play a song.
This is kind of a country song that I wrote.
Well, I heard the words that you said 100 times, but I think you think that you know me better than you might, and I know that there's no pleasing you sometimes. Since you made me all messed up inside, yeah, and I know you're feeling sorry, yeah, well, baby, so am I. Oh, but I think you think that I'm doing better than I might. But it's all a game I'm playing just to hide. Since you made me all messed up inside. Yeah, well, all right. Oh, and now my kitchen lights, they're buzzing just like flies. Oh, and the silence may be deafening, or is it wise? And the passers-by, they don't know what they're passing by. Oh, this place where you and I, we once were you and I. And I think you're thinking of me. Yeah, but that might be just a lie that I tell myself since you left me. Or maybe since you made me, baby, I am all messed up inside. Oh, baby, I'm all messed up inside.
It's very good.
Thank you.
You're really good at playing sad songs.
Yeah, I try.
Perfect. You're very good. People should check them out at a website that he'll never find. It's esmatteo.com. What am I supposed to do with this?
That's the guy that sang at my show.
Oh, shit. Okay. By the way, Nick brought up a very important... I can't believe this is amazing. He brought up this very important information. Everybody at home listening to this, please Bing Darnarian McCants. Darnarian McCants, Darnerian, new word, McCants, McCants, and you will be able to find the round 5 pick 154 2001 draft pick for the Washington Redskins. He played for 4 years for the Skins before going to the Philadelphia Eagles and then the Hamilton Tiger Cats in 2007 and the Ravens in 2008. More importantly, the person that sang at Nick's open mic. So once again, Darnarian McCants, everybody, and a Canadian football wide receiver who is currently a free agent. He's still in the game, everybody. Check him out. Thank you so much for that. Still in the game, according to Wikipedia. Coming to the stage is someone that came from very, very, very far away. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Ben Franks, everybody. Ben Franks, how are you doing?
Oh, man, thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
Now, Ben, I've never met you before.
Hey, thanks for setting up this meeting, man. I really appreciate it. By the way, this guy, this musician, Matt, he's amazing.
He's pretty good.
Are you on MySpace?
Thank you. Yeah.
Can I follow you?
Sure.
Yeah. What's your at? What's your Twitter?
S. Mateo.
What?
S. Mateo.
All right.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck with that.
All right.
No, MySpace is coming back. It's coming back.
Justin Timberlake's at the top of his game right now. They
crossed the disruption border. And they're coming back.
What's a disruption border?
Oh, it's a complicated term. I'm really glad you had me on the show, man.
Thanks for doing this, Ben. Now, Ben, your accent makes it seem like you're not from...
Oh,
this.
I'm from the Outback.
You're from the Outback Steakhouse?
No, that's silly.
That's silly.
And that's a restaurant here, isn't it?
That's a restaurant here.
And this side of the pond.
Okay. There's lots of pond. Where are you from?
Well, the Pacific Ocean is a pond.
Yes.
Right. The Atlantic Ocean is a lake.
Okay.
That's how it works, right?
No.
So, this is like supposed to be kind of like more of an exploratory business meeting, but we're going to tape it.
Of course.
We're going to do it in an audience.
Of course.
You're a digital native.
That's
how it works.
I'm a digital native.
That's what it's all about, man. Digital natives, they're oversharers. You know, they're underservers.
Okay.
And, they're all about,
I'm an overshare and an underserver.
You put your life on the web, right, man?
I do, yes.
And then you just see what happens.
I do, yes.
You know, you don't care if, someone's spying on you or whatever. You just do whatever.
I do whatever, man.
So,
yeah.
The thing is, I run a startup. Well, it's not a startup. It's more of a smart-up.
It's a smart-up? Right. I've never even heard that term. That's no, a good term.
I came up with it.
You came up... That's
that
a fantastic term.
It was actually my marketing
thesis. Did you
thesis.
TM that term?
Of course.
Of course. Okay, so...
I don't... Well, I mean, it's Creative Commons.
Okay.
You know.
Of course.
But, you know, frankly, you don't have... You're not making the kind of money that you should be making.
What though. Kind of money should I be making?
Well, I mean... I run a small up called Squirter.
Squirter.
That's right.
Squirter.
No E. No E.
How do I spell Squirter?
S-Q-I-R-T-T.
T. What?
R.
Squirter.
Squirter.
Squirter. No, okay. You know. Squirter.
So what we do is we put ads
yes.
on podcasts.
Okay.
We work with all the big names.
Okay. Name one.
Mark Maron.
Mark Maron.
Yeah.
Second Mark Maron reference of the night.
That you're welcome.
WTF.
You know, in the Outback.
Yes.
WTF stood for Where's the Fucking Kangaroo?
Oh, that's true.
I just said that.
I know you. Just, that makes it true.
That's true.
So besides, so what do you do with the WTF
Look,
podcast?
So here's the thing, right? We find the best placement. For the best ads, we
okay.
work with all the big brands,
okay.
all the national brands,
okay.
all the international brands,
okay.
all the global brands.
Okay, isn't that the same as international?
No, it's totally different.
Okay,
now global is everywhere, mm-hmm. right? International is just in one or two different countries.
Okay,
so we put the ad, we serve the ads,
okay.
onto. How are you making money on this? What kind of money? How much money do you make like per episode?
I don't do that.
What do you mean?
I don't like break it down per episode.
Oh, okay. So how much money do you make every year? Like, what do you put on your taxes?
For my job or
yeah,
for
no,
this?
No. For the podcast.
I don't want to talk about that.
What do you mean?
I feel uncomfortable talking about that.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to talk about that.
I
want to
know how much profit you make.
I don't
want to
talk
about it.
I feel incredibly uncomfortable, Ben. Ben,
I mean, Ben, you understand this. You'll tell me how much money you make every year, right? No?
I don't feel comfortable.
I don't
talking
understand.
About I don't think that we should tell.
Americans, right?
Well, Ben, how much do you make?
I make $257 a month.
That's not a lot of money.
I'm sorry, it's Australian dollars. So, okay, let me do the... $700,000 a year.
That's a lot of money.
Exactly.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
I mean, we're paid very well, you know, for my expertise.
Of course. But I don't think that's the right...
Have you...
Right,
so, but... Have you ever explored getting ads on the show?
Of course,
so you actually make money rather than
but
it is you're doing.
Of
now.
Course, I understand completely. But if I put ads on the show, that'll make it weird. And people won't subscribe anymore. They'll unsubscribe and they'll get mad.
Everyone likes ads.
I don't think. I don't.
We're digital natives.
I don't
right?
think anyone
we're
likes
digital
ads.
Natives. We live on the web. We want to see commercials for casinos.
Of course,
you know, anything.
That's a callback.
Right?
I get that.
Now, you know
what?
By the way. That person, Nick Turner, he deserves that Twitter account. He does.
Because
you know, he got there first. He's a native.
Agreed.
These Johnnies come latelys. Here's what you do, Nick Turners. Change your name to Nick Turners.
Of course, permanent. Of course.
Just,
now,
you know what I mean? Just
what?
Go for it.
Of course. Now, what do you
I change, you know, permanent. You call me Ben Franks. Everyone just calls me the Franks.
The Franks.
The Franks.
The Franks?
You know, it's an Aussie thing.
It's an I obviously don't understand. I'm assuming it's an Aussie thing. Okay,
yeah.
Now Ben,
it's very authentic.
It's of course. What do you think are the appropriate ads?
All right, so let me give you a couple samples.
I would love to hear
of
some
the
samples.
Types of ads that I think. I you know I could do them for you.
Is
right
your
now.
Is your iPhone password really 1234?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put a password in there. No one would get it. Digital nativism, man. You don't understand. Disrupting. The iPhone industry. So
I don't think that's what that is.
Nope, that's not really a thing. So here's what you. All right, we can record. Are you recording?
We
right
are
now?
Recording this.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna record these. Then my company. We're gonna squirt the ads into your show.
It
all
sounds
throughout.
Like a horrible sex thing that no one enjoys.
I don't. That's wrong. That's good. No, that's good. I like
that. Was perfect. That
Could
was
you
perfect.
Give me a little background for the ads? Do you mind? Maybe a little faster. Could you go a little faster? No, can you go a little slower? A little slower. There we go. Bonobos. The Warby Parker of skinny jeans for fat guys.
That makes sense. because they sell skinny jeans for fat guys. Right. I'm with you. Okay, yeah. But Bonobos already does ads for other podcasts.
But right there, you just recorded that.
I did.
I just made you $750,000.
Did you really?
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's all it takes?
You're welcome. That's it.
Thank you.
That's all it takes,
oh,
man.
Oh, fuck. I'm in,
you
man. All
right. Okay, ready?
Yes, go.
Oh, sorry.
Maestro?
Is maestro an Australian term?
Yeah.
Okay.
It means crocodile. Squarespace. Launch your small business into the 20th century, you grandpa fuck. Put an animated GIF online. It'll only take a GIF. There you go. That's one for Squarespace.
You insulted the company.
What?
During the ad.
No, I didn't.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know.
Next one.
Did that make me money?
Post. Oh, yeah, there. Well, that actually cost you $750,000.
Oh, so I'm back at zero.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh.
Postoffice.com. Want to play post office? Put your finger on the scale of young America. I read that one off my iPhone. You know what? I'm not going to use that one anymore. Let's use this one instead.
Stop.
We're going to Ben, iPhone number two.
Ben, for the listener at home, I'd like to point out that Ben is using two iPhones. Ben, why do you need two iPhones? They do the exact same
it's
thing.
It's a digital stack, man. You put
but
them on
no,
top of each
no,
other.
No, that's not a thing.
You've got a
is
stack.
That a thing in Australia?
You know what? I've never really been there.
Wait.
Maestro, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What would you have done if he wasn't here?
I don't know. Audible.com. No one really knows how to read anymore, you dizzy git. That's it. That was that one.
Now, maybe that ad would work across
the
pond.
Squirt a whole book into your ear holes.
Once again, this sounds like...
You know, have you ever been on Audible.com?
Yeah.
Your podcast. Have you thought about putting your podcast on Audible.com?
It's not a book.
That's a good point. Mormonism.org. Family values. Pass it on. That's all I got.
I don't think any Mormons are listening
that's all of them.
To this show.
What?
I don't think any Mormons...
No, that's the whole point, man. You've got to convert your listeners. It's all about conversion.
I don't think what we've said tonight on the show has anything to do with Mormonism.
Yeah, I don't really like your tone.
Well, listen... I'm
have you considered that?
Very appreciative that you've flown all the way across the pond, even though that's the wrong.
Are we
pond.
Ready to sign this deal right now?
Sure, whatever. I'll
really?
Sign anything. Yeah, I'll sign.
Can we
anything.
Do it?
Yeah, sign.
Wait,
it.
Wait, careful! You realize what happens if you sign this deal? And
what
you
happens if I
it?
Sign the deal?
I'll put a wicked curse on you, mate.
There's no such thing as curses.
Well, we'll find out.
Wait! Stop! Huh? What's the curse entail?
All right, you grow a tail.
Whatever. We all have a tail.
Really?
Yeah, we all have a tail.
When?
We have a tailbone.
Like pre-birth?
We have a tailbone.
This is going really well.
I agree completely.
Have you thought about redesigning your logo, mate?
No,
this
I love
is ugly.
The logo.
This is horrible.
I love my
He's
logo.
He's got this evil fucking monster behind
No,
him.
My logo is the best.
This is no good.
Did you never look at the logo before?
Look, let me do a couple points. Let me point some things out about this.
No,
it's
no,
wrong.
This logo is
first
the best.
First of all, you got a skull right there.
In a skull.
That's no good.
I got a skull in
that
a skull.
Says death to people.
I got a third eyeball with two other eyeballs.
This is the opposite of a laser pointer.
This is amazing. This is an actual point.
I mean, what's the blood? You got bloody shit dripping down here, man. That's
not
good.
No, those are just like when you rip the skin off. It's not blood.
What this says to me is, listen to this horrible, not funny show, and you'll get cancer.
Yeah,
you'll
die. This is cancer.
Oh, all right. Well,
I think it was a
fair enough. At
logo.
Least you know, truth in advertising, man. That's the most important thing. Well, anyway, are we ready to do the deal?
Yeah, we'll do the deal. I don't give a
all
shit.
All right,
I'm gonna kill myself.
Thanks,
thank
mate.
You so much, Ben. Thank you so much. You came from all the way across the pond. The highlight of the show, Nick was amazing, but Matt, you're still here, so you're the highlight of the show.
Where am I gonna go?
One more song.
Yeah, happily.
Play one more song, and then we're done.
Delightful.
You're very good. People should check you out at this website that is not his name. It's ESMATTEO.com. Why is it that, Matt?
I think it's easier than my name is hard. Like, I never spell it for people. That's why I have cards.
Okay.
You're a podcast, so people like go to a website
yes.
to listen to you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you can like put a link up there.
And we will, but people usually Bing things. Because Bing is better than
sure,
Google.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Everyone uses Bing.
I think if you Bing, because it's pronounced S. Mateo, and if you Binged, because what do you think? When you hear S. Mateo, how would you spell that?
First of all, when I think S. Mateo, I think of a Latin singer-songwriter. And when I think of a Latin singer-songwriter and I think of New York, I think of the guys that Mariachi bombed the train.
Sure, sure.
Why aren't they all playing the Heisenberg theme from Breaking Bad?
I don't watch that, sorry.
You really don't watch Breaking Bad? Because we got Mariachi bombed between Manhattan and here for one fucking stop. And I was like, that's the one song where I would pay a dude if he sang about Heisenberg, and I know that Mariachi song, I would pay good money, any money. I'd pay money to hear that song. Do you have no idea what I'm talking about?
No, not a clue.
You're going to play a song, then the show's going to be over, then I'm going to plead to everyone in the room, thanks, because it was really cool for them to be here. I thank the audience at home. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. You should definitely check out Matt. He plays wonderful songs. On Facebook, it's his actual name. On Twitter, it's S. Mateo. And online, it's S. Mateo. And you're a fantastic singer-songwriter. People in Philadelphia could see him very soon. He's obviously in New York City. See him as much as you can. So why don't you play one song, and then that's it.
That sounds good.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for one last time for Matt Susich, everybody.
Thank you for listening, and thanks for having me.
Oops.
As it's looking, I'm hung up on names. As it's looking, you're all the same. And it's looking like I'm counting days. From my finest mistake. And I love how you're eyeing me. But I'm keeping my distance, baby. Yeah, I'm supposed to know. Yeah, I'm supposed to knock me out. But supposing I was tough when I met you, suppose I had my good foot down. As it's looking, I'm just killing time. Watching the past and the seasons intertwine. And yeah, it's looking like I've drawn a line. But I can't keep a steady hand half the time. And I love how you're eyeing me. But I'm keeping my distance, babe. Yeah, I'm supposed to know. It's supposed to knock me out. But supposing I was tough when I met you, suppose I had my good foot down. And oh, oh no, you ought to leave. Oh, oh, no, no, no. Just go on, baby. As it's looking, I'm just miles away. Yeah, I'm better off playing safe. And you know that I can't complain. 'Cause I'll be loved till my dying day. And I'm supposed to know.
it's supposed to knock me out. But supposing I was tough when I met you, suppose I had my good foot down. Yeah, I'm supposed to know. It's supposed to knock me out. But supposing I was tough when I met you, suppose I had my good foot down.
Thank you very much.
Matt, are you sure you don't know who RG3 is?
Positive.
Because that song sounds like a song about RG3 and his foot and his coach.
No.
You're very good. Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
All right, go home, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks to Rebecca. Thanks to the Creek and the Crate. This is the best place for anything in I don't live in New York, not Washington, D.C. People listening in Washington, D.C., leave. Come here. It's better. It is, but come on, what a controversial statement. I'm going to go read a communist magazine and have a good bus trip home. Thanks for coming, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Bye.